February 28th, lease a 2017 Chevrolet Traverse LT all-wheel drive, zero down and $269 a month. Or how about a 2017 Chevrolet Colorado Crew Cab 4x4? Zero down and $299 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand-new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late-model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and see if we can get your new Chevrolet and find new roads. If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of pre-season savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney as the Vassar Vulcans take on the Cass City Redhawks in the Greater Thumb Conference West Division. Just 2 games remain in the regular season for Vassar as well as Cass City, and we are here for one of them. The Cass City Redhawks enter today at 6-12 overall. Their best win would have to be against Harbor Beach if you're going by record, 61-44. Their worst loss at Marlette when they lost by 45 points and only scored 30-75. They're 2-6 in the Greater Thumb West, tied for fourth place with Lakers, 6 games out behind USA, but they are 1 game ahead of Vassar. Tyler Erla is in his second season as head coach for Cass City, and tonight is his 40th game as commander-in-chief. So far, he is 14-25 overall, and for those keeping score at home and yearning for the days of Tiger baseball, that's a .358 batting average. Much like this winter, it's been tough sledding for the Cass City Redhawks. Offensively, Cass City scores 45.4 points a game and allows 53.4, an overall average loss of 8 points. Whether they play at home or away, the Cass City Redhawks have 6 losses each way. However, at home, they have 4 wins. The other 2 are on the road. When they play on top of the hill on Cemetery Road, Cass City on average scores 46.6 and gives up 48.4. So some improvement, but still in the red ink at 1.8 points at home. In their 4 victories at home, Cass City's average margin of victory, this is when they win at home, their average margin of victory is 14 points, John. But when they lose, it's by 12 points at home. Yin and yang, I suppose. Now, John, let's take a look inside that Cass City huddle.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Tyler Earle is Cass City Redhawks. They are led by veteran seniors Logan Shank, Cole Chippy on the inside, and then you have Brad Hacker, Chase Winter, and a freshman, Sandon Cathrell, on the outside. I'd be listening for names like Nick Perry, Hunter Vaughn. I would say those 2 guys have always been in the thick of things for the last couple of years anyways. But as far as tonight is concerned, Coach Earle is going to be starting 4 seniors that normally don't start in honor of senior night. The only senior starter that has remained in the lineup would be Logan Shank. So that's what's the story for the Cass City Redhawks.
We are 8 minutes away from tipping off as Vassar and Cassidy square off on the hardwood. As you're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.
Chick Days are here at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. Now through March 24th, you can place your baby chick order for April 5th delivery. While you are there, stock up on non-GMO, organic, or conventional poultry feed, as well as all of your livestock, pet, and bird feed needs. Be sure to check the latest in-store sales specials, too, at the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 till 2 on Saturday.
Everyone knows that Northern Michigan is a beautiful destination for vacations. But why limit yourself to just vacation time? Find your new home today or sell your home by calling Joey Krieger at Kelly & Company Realty. Kelly & Company Realty has been the Thumbs people mover for over 30 years. That's three decades of putting families in the homes of their dreams and helping farms and businesses grow, and in some of the most vibrant communities Michigan has to offer. If you're looking to sell your home, give Joey a call at 989-912-0059 for a free comparative market analysis. Don't buy or sell your new home alone. For fast, professional service, give Joey Krieger a call at 989-912-0059 today.
Don't miss out on your dream home today. Give me, Joey Krieger, a call at 989-912-0059.
Hey, you over there, guys, come on, get in line. We'll start the interview process shortly, right? Come on.
Yo, Greg, what are you doing, man? What's the big crowd of people for?
Hey,
come on, man, what are you doing?
Sorry, hold on, let me put this down. Hey there, Mike, I won't even make you get in line. We can do your interview right away. Only the best treatment for my best friends. I just got a new Samsung Galaxy S7 from ThumbCell for only $299, and right now I can get 50 bonus gigs for myself and 50 bonus gigs to give to someone else, which is why I'm holding these interviews. I need to find someone worthy of such a marvelous gift.
Holy cellular splendor. Yeah, I'll totally take that interview. 50 bonus gigs from Thumb Cellular would be awesome. Now, what do you need to know?
Right now at Thumb Cellular, get 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 for a friend. Stop into any of the offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky to see why Thumb Cellular is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney as the Cass City Redhawks play host tonight to the Vassar Vulcans. Well, the flight of the Hawks has been a low-flying trajectory so far. Start out the season on a three-game winning clip against Mayville, Sandusky, and Memphis, but then they lost by 45 points to Marlette and Bay City All Saints by 14. They rebounded well with another two victories against the Lakers in Harbor Beach, but since January 13th, it's been an uphill battle. Just one victory since then, and that was 21 days ago.
You know, Clark, I'm hoping that the Hawks are experiencing just the winter blahs, and spring weather is going to go ahead and bring them to life. Now, they have the talent to be much better, and tonight is the night to go ahead and show it.
Well, the life of a Vulcan, though, they began the season at 2-2, but then six games over the course of 23 days found Vassar with the short stick. They would defeat Cass City on January 27th, 59-45 at home. But since it's been seven L's in a row, since a January 4th victory against Sagan Arts and Sciences, it has been only one victory in the last 51 days. That's 5-1.
Now, unlike the Cass City Redhawks, who has seniors all over the place,
yeah,
the Vulcans do not. They have a roster of 13, and they play everyone, meaning everyone makes a contribution one way or another. The problem is, there's a loss of continuity when playing more than eight players, and that seems to be the Achilles heel of the Vassar Vulcans.
Vassar is currently on a seven-game losing streak since February 1st. After tonight, just one regular season game remains for the Vulcans. They host the Reese Rockets on Thursday before they head to Genesee County for district play against Genesee in Genesee. So you do the math. For Cass City, they're on a five-game losing skid, K-Pack in double overtime, at Reese by 14, then home against Ubley and USA, 22 and 11 points respectively. And on Wednesday, Cassidy lost to Carroll 43-67. Tonight is their last home game. Next week, they're at Bad Axe. And then on March 2nd, and then USA in district play at Lakers.
Well, it's a uphill fight. That's what it's going to be, but...